This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
All right, Pain and Pendergast, if you know anything about this show, if anybody's speaking anonymously in a controversial fashion, we're all over that. Whether it's anonymous executives, anonymous scouts. And when I say controversial, I don't mean politics and things like that. I'm talking about things like, I don't know, saying that Tataroa McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona, was making business decisions last year when he was on the field. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
These anonymous scout-anon, as we like to call them.
Scout-anon, yes.
Scout-anon and exec-anon.
Yes.
The sometimes nefarious, but sometimes dead-on-the-nose anonymous scouts and executives.
Yeah. Yes. So Bob McGinn is a former writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, covered football, covered the Packers up there, and his big gimmick that lives on to this day on Tyler Dunn's paywall site, golongtd.com. If you're a fan of long-form writing, it's a really good site. Bob McGinn is on the payroll there now, and he talks to a lot of anonymous scouting folks behind the scenes every year about the various prospects. And to the extent that there's so much stuff that he drops a position a day for like the next 2 weeks. Like, he gets a ton of stuff, and we will not even come close to getting to 10% of it in these segments that we do.
And I've never seen anybody from the league or anything accuse him of fabricating these quotes. He's pretty well known as a guy that just has a lot of contacts and has been doing this for a long time.
Good point. Yes. Yeah. Like, these are legit quotes, I would say, from scouts. So he's dropped three of the positions so far: wide receiver, tight end, and tackles. There's another one he dropped this morning. I haven't seen what it is. I would say of those three positions, Seth, wide receiver, boy, well, trading Laremy Tunsil. Wide receiver and tackle are two big ones for the Texans.
Offensive line in general. Offensive tackle isn't as big for me. I think they've put themselves in a position where they can go best player available if they want to go offensive line, but still.
So let's do the wide receivers first then. And I'll start with McMillan because he's the number one listed. And he started, for whatever reason, he has started in these mock drafts to slip to at least in the neighborhood of the Texans.
Yeah.
Big tall guy, 6'5". Not a burner. His 40 time is more in the 4.5, 4.6 range, which maybe is why he's falling. He did average 16 yards a catch last year at Arizona. They say some nice things about him in here. They compare him to Mike Evans, one scout does. They say he's big and strong. He's fast enough. That's all good. He'll work the middle of the field between the numbers. He'll give you a headache all day long. He's a number one wide receiver. He's a hard worker. Sky's the limit. He was a five-star recruit out of Hawaii. One scout calls him a lesser version of Rome Odunze. I don't know if that's a compliment or a critique yet at this point, with Rome Odunze only being in the league.
Yeah, that's a great point. A lesser version of Rome Odunze, who hasn't really had a fair chance at doing it.
Yeah, he hadn't really torn it up yet. He was a volleyball player in high school, which you can see in his skills. Now, that's a crossover sport I've not thought about. I mean, you bring
up. Yeah, we've had water polo. And that worked out brilliantly for the Texans.
Callie Waring, 2019.
So a volleyball crossover. I'm kind of into it.
Yeah. Very swarmy volleyball.
means it's not exactly what you'd expect from a wide receiver, because the carryover between the two sports is in one sport, you're trying to deftly and quickly bounce the ball back away from you. Whereas in the other sport, you're trying to reel it in.
He's slapping it back. All right, but we know why we're here. We're here for the criticism in this segment. A scout said this: the 2023 film is a lot better than this past season. He was in protection mode this year. There's stuff on film this year that's just gross.
Oh, gross.
The lack of competitiveness is just disturbing at times. Very undisciplined route runner. Big play potential, but too many times it didn't happen. Not overly physical for a big guy, but he's got natural ball skills. His feet are awesome. This is all the same scout, by the way. Real smooth operator. Ooh, no need to ask. He's slippery in run after the catch. Got pretty good speed. Okay, here we go. A really immature kid. He's a poster child for this NIL bleep.
Oh, wow.
They kiss his ass to get him to stay, and then they do what they want. This is the second receiver, Seth, in 2 days that we've heard a scout critique the fact that a kid had to get his ass kissed to not enter the transfer portal. Luther Burden III being
the
other one.
To not go get a bunch of more money.
I wonder if it's the same scout.
Yeah, there's a little bit of grumpiness seeping in now with the NIL stuff you can see from the scouts. That one I have a hard time with, just because, all right, I know if you're criticizing the kid because he could have made $1 million more somewhere else, but then he decided to stay.
So they kissed his ass.
For less money, right? So I don't know. Everything's too new with NIL for me to use that as a check against him. The lack of competitiveness and everything, what I hear there, when you start talking about not a great route runner but a lack of competitiveness, it feels like a broke-ass DeAndre Hopkins. Instead of the good version, DeAndre Hopkins would compete like crazy, even though he wasn't a crisp route runner, but he had length, and DeAndre wasn't super fast, but he was super competitive.
Yeah.
That's what's going to hurt him. Because he hasn't tested great, he's not fast, he doesn't separate really well. You want to see, okay, but this guy competes like a demon.
Yeah,
that I'll let the NIL stuff go.
Okay,
but that part of it, man, I don't know. I want you to be a hyper competitor if you're not all that fast, like DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah. Okay, second receiver on the board is Matthew Golden, who you know is the guy that I want. He's risen to the top of the Pendergast big board at 25. You know, if the Texans move up, my board changes. But these are guys that are going to be there at 25. Golden is my guy. And it's hard to find a lot of real negative stuff in the Golden thing. One scout says...
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. Like, you and I are looking for the dirt and the muck. Right. And there's not a lot of dirt and muck on Matthew Golden. I kind of wish there was, so he'd slip to 25. Nevertheless.
We could put it out there.
That's true. Yeah, we got a big platform. This is what one scout says. Whenever they needed a play, he's the one that was that guy. He made the emotional plays for them. He'll make a difference as he moves up a level. Second scout says he ran a 4.29. He does have some combo skills. He can play outside and in the slot. Man, this is me talking. The comps to Tank Dell just continue to rise to the surface with Matthew Golden. Like a bigger version of Tank Dell.
The stuff in the big moment that's echoed by various scouting reports and like the actual, I mean, you can look it up in the box score and see when in the play-by-play when he's made big plays in big moments. And Texas fans, Longhorns themselves, will say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
We haven't even been able to get any smoke out of it. Usually some alma mater, some alumnus will talk smack, but everybody loves Matthew Golden.
The biggest criticism, there's not one scout says not a whole lot of negatives on him other than his size. He's fast enough to play outside. He doesn't have runaway home run speed as a returner, but he's good enough. Doesn't have great hands, one scout says. Calls him a crafty little guy. Crafty little guy.
I like crafty little guy as opposed to money grubbing non-competitor. So far in these power rankings, based on nothing but anonymous quotes, we've got Matthew Golden above McMillan.
All right, let's go to Luther Burden, because he's the other one that got the smoke, and I wonder if it's the same scout. Their scouts talking about the comps to Deebo Samuel. Great hands, natural after the catch, vision, elusiveness, strength, toughness. One of the worst practice players you've ever seen.
Oh, goodness.
His talent on the field makes you take notice. Okay, that's a big red flag. Here we go. Here's the quote. And we had this quote earlier this week. Again, these are Bob McGinn quotes from anonymous scouts. This is Luther Burden III. He's a five-star. They kiss his ass for 3 years just to keep him there. The girlfriend is his manager. The mom is a problem.
Oh.
But he's a good player on Saturday. He's very ordinary Monday through Friday. That's an area he's really going to have to improve. I thought his tape from 2023 was better than 2024, but I also thought the quarterback play was a little better a year ago in 2023. If you take him, you're gritting your teeth that you're going to have a Sunday player who isn't going to add much to your team the other 5 or 6 days of the week. This, my friends, does not feel... We need like a swarm or non-swarm sounder.
Yeah, that doesn't sound swarm based on these anonymous reports.
Non-swarming!
I'll tell you one thing. You know who I feel bad for? Luther Burden himself. If this is indeed the case where his girlfriend is the manager and his mom is a problem, if there's one thing I know about human relations, a mom... who's a problem and a girlfriend who wants to be the manager, probably not getting along themselves.
They're always pulling in the same direction.
Yeah.
We just want what's best for you, Luther. Yeah.
Luther Burden is just sitting in a dark room.
Oh my God.
Trying to tune out the noise.
How about this? His grandfather, Luther Ticky Burden, averaged 29 points a game for Utah in 1974-75 before playing 3 pro seasons of basketball.
Oh, okay. So far, the power rankings would go from least scary to most scary. I'd say Matthew Golden, then McMillan, then Luther Burden.
I think you're right on that, based on anonymous scouts. All right, we got time to do the last one here. We should do Emeka Ebuka, since he's been mocked to the Texans so much.
Yeah, give me the one piece of dirt that anybody has ever given on Emeka Ebuka, because people love him.
They love him. These are scouts saying he'll never be a number. This is probably the worst thing you can say about Emeka Ebuka.
Yeah.
He'll never be a number one in the NFL because he's not quite the burner that you want. He's got really good hands and great instincts. He's got good vision. He's physical with the ball in his hands. He's tough. He's just not a speed demon like the guys we've known down through the years. Second round makes total sense. Good football player. You can put him at X or in the slot. You want him as a matchup problem because he's got size and he's physical.
The one thing about Ebuka, it's almost the opposite of how people would talk about C.J. Stroud when he was a quarterback. Where with C.J. Stroud, the old, like, Ohio State's never produced a good quarterback, blah, 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 all that stuff comes up. With Ohio State, there might be a tendency to over-evaluate wide receivers.
Yeah, the reverse.
Because they churn out good wide receivers. You wonder if Ebuka, because he looks very pro-ready on the mental side of things, on the route-running side of things, all of the little stuff. It's hard to project. Because college kids they aren't even asked to do a lot of the stuff that Ebuka does really well.
Yeah.
But what is his genuine upside compared to some of those actual studs that have come out of Ohio State, like physical specimen studs? I think that's all. But that's all on the football side of things. People absolutely love him from a swarm scenario to all of those factors.
I guess if the guys that have come out of Ohio State, like he ate Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. is thought to be a future elite wide receiver. I think Garrett Wilson skews towards Marvin Harrison Jr. We saw that firsthand in that Texans game. Is he like a poor man's version of like Chris Olave and Jackson Smith and Jigba, probably? The guys that don't like pop out with their physical traits, but they just find a way to get it done?
Yeah.
And at times have found a way to get it done in the NFL so far?
Well, and also then when you're looking at him as a compliment to Nico Collins, that's where it gets interesting. And the one scout who said it makes perfect sense as a second rounder, you wonder, okay, if Ebuka had been in a lesser environment, if he had been at a lesser school, okay, would he be a slam dunk second rounder?
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like with Ebuka, I think a team that's already a genuinely good offense will take him in the back half of the first round. And because it's one of those complementary pieces, whereas I think the Texans are still trying to prove that they're a good offense.
Yeah.
They're not in that category yet.
Yep. Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. McMillan may not have horizontal separation, but at 6'5", or maybe this person might mean vertical separation, but at 6'5", he's got vertical separation. I see what they're saying. Okay. He may not have the burner speed on the ground, but he can go up and get the ball, basically. With CJ as a ball placement specialist, he could be a huge red zone weapon for the Texans.
I guess that's the biggest thing that I question with McMillan, where the anonymous scout might be a little bit jaded by the NIL stuff or anything, because you'll see other people, and there's enough highlights of him looking very competitive at the point. Like, that's his calling card, is that he can win the 50-50 calls.
Yep.
So I might I might take the McMillan anonymous scout stuff. That one, I might really take it with a huge grain of salt.
That makes sense.
And with a huge disclaimer, always, everybody, that, hey, sometimes these are complete and utter BS, but yeah, sometimes they're very accurate. Like there's a lot of smoke out about Eli Apple a few years back before the draft.
Accurate.
And people thought it was unfair and it's wrong. And then it turns out, like, yeah, that kid was just way too immature for the NFL early in his career.
Yeah, the whole writing the story of the sport and the Hall of Fame connection we made in the opening segment, this is a good point.
Sean and I do not like when people use an argument for somebody being in the Hall of Fame that you can't write the history of the sport without this guy.
Yep, that would mean Icky Woods should be in the Hall of Fame. Kind of. I think you can write the history
of
football.
Because of the Icky Shuffle?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he was a lot like William the Refrigerator Perry, you know, where it was like, you know, they crossed over into commercials and pop culture and things like
that. The other thing, though, too, about Icky Woods is that he lives on because one of the ladder drills you do, the agility ladder drills, is called the Icky Shuffle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of high school kids
there you go
that probably don't even know, but some of them know about Icky Woods just because at some point they've probably asked, why is this called the Icky Shuffle?
Yeah.
And then some guy like me is like, well, gather around, kids. Let me tell you a story about a somewhat rotund running back from the 1980s,
yes,
early 90s.
Yeah, he was on that Bengals team that got beat by John Taylor and Joe Montana in the Super Bowl. The year was 1988, children, gather around. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on an opening day Thursday here, Astros opening day. We'll get to that in headlines. Also, hey, today is the opening day of the Texas Children's Houston Open. Weather permitting, it's been a little wet out there, but it's happening at Memorial Park Golf Course this weekend. It's a good field, man. They got the top two players in the world in the field, Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy, and more of the PGA Tour's best. Some other big names out there on the course right here in Houston at one of golf's best venues in the country, Memorial Park Golf Course. For score updates, tee times, weather notes are key, and ticket information, head to tchouopen.com right now. That's tchouopen.com. Headlines are up next.